Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Texas Rangers and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Texas Rangers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Billy Sample. Batting second. The left fielder, Gary Ward. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Larry Parrish. Batting fifth. The center fielder, George Wright. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dave Hostetler. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Alan Bannister. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ned Yost. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Kurt Wilkerson. Pitching for the Texas Rangers, Mike Mason. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting third. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting fourth. The DH, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mike Heath. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bill Almone. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Steve Kiefer. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mickey Tettleton. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Bill Krueger. And now, play ball. Billy Sample is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sample hits a pop-up towards short. Kiefer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kiefer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Rangers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford strikes out. Two outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan takes first base on ball four. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Rangers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish strikes out. One out. George Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Hostetler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hostetler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kiefer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Rangers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a pop-up towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Almone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Kiefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiefer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Rangers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister takes first base on ball 4. Ned Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Wilkerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilkerson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Morgan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Rangers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Yost and he is safe. Henderson steals second. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 1 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Henderson moves to third. Two outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a pop-up towards first. Hostetler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Rangers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Billy Sample is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sample is 0 for 1 in the game. Sample takes first base on ball 4. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kiefer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Rangers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kingman hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 1 in the game. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hostetler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Murphy for the out. Two outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Rangers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Parrish. The throw from Tettleton and he is safe. Parrish steals second. George Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 1 in the game. Wright hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Hostetler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hostetler is 0 for 1 in the game. Hostetler hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bannister hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Rangers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Almon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of right. Almon reaches second base with a double. Steve Kiefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiefer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kiefer hits a pop-up towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Tettleton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of right. Tettleton reaches second base with a double. Almon scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Henderson strikes out. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-2 in the game. Lansford hits a fly ball into center field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Rangers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Ned Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-1 in the game. Yost hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Wilkerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilkerson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilkerson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Sample is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sample is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Sample hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kiefer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Ward reaches second base with a double. Sample goes all the way around to score. It's Rangers, 1, Athletics, 1. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kiefer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Rangers 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-2 in the game. Kingman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, Athletics. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-2 in the game. Murphy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of right. Murphy reaches second base with a double. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bannister scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Murphy moves to third. One out. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Almon hits a fly ball into center field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Murphy tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Athletics. Steve Kiefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiefer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kiefer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bannister settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Rangers 1. The Rangers will come to bat. Tony Phillips now playing second base. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kruger fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0 for 2 in the game. Wright hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Hostetler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hostetler is 0 for 2 in the game. Hostetler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bannister hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Rangers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dickie Knowles now pitching. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Tettleton takes first base on ball 4. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wilkerson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 3 in the game. Lansford hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wright. Lansford reaches second base with a double. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Rangers 1. The Rangers will come to bat. Ned Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 2 in the game. Yost hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Wilkerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilkerson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wilkerson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Sample is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sample is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Sample hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Rangers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Kingman hits a fly ball into right field. Parrish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Murphy takes first base on ball 4. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 3 in the game. Heath hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wright, who is chasing the ball. Heath reaches third base with a triple. Murphy goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Athletics. Mike Davis pinch runs for Mike Heath. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Almon hits a fly ball towards left. Ward catches it and throws to home to double up Davis. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Rangers 1. The Rangers will come to bat. Mike Davis now playing right field. Gary Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ward moves to second. Bill Caudill now pitching. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Parrish strikes out. One out. George Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-3 in the game. Wright hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ward scores. Bell moves to third. It's 5-2, Athletics. Bob Jones pinch hits for Dave Hostetler. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Wright moves to second. Wayne Tolleson pinch runs for Bob Jones. Marv Foley pinch hits for Alan Bannister. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley takes first base on ball 4. Bell scores. Wright moves to third. Tolleson moves to second. It's 5-3, Athletics. Jeff Kunkel pinch runs for Marv Foley. Mickey Rivers pinch hits for Ned Yost. Mickey Rivers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivers hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Dunbar pinch hits for Kurt Wilkerson. Tom Dunbar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunbar hits a pop-up towards third. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 5, and Texas Rangers, 3. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.